From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Justice Department is suing Arizona over a new law targeting undocumented immigrants. The administration filed its lawsuit today in U.S. District Court in Phoenix, arguing the state measure usurps federal authority. Today's U.S.-Israeli meeting at the White House may have improved prospects for Middle East peace talks. President Obama says he thinks so after a one-on-one with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants peace. I think he's willing to take risks for peace. And during our conversation, he once again reaffirmed his willingness to engage in serious negotiations with the Palestinians.
Mr. Obama says he expects proximity talks will lead to direct talks between the Israelis and Palestinians. A heat wave sweeping the northeastern U.S. today is raising concerns about the most vulnerable residents. From New York City, Kayomi Getz reports temperatures are expected to climb above 100 degrees.
New York officials have opened nearly 500 cooling centers across the city. The air-conditioned areas include community centers, public libraries, and some Salvation Army centers. Seniors and people with health conditions are especially encouraged to take precaution. The city is also asking residents to check in on seniors they know and to make sure they are drinking enough water. More than 1,500 people in the city lost their electricity. Con Edison is asking customers to conserve power use. The utility is bracing for additional stress on the grid due to people returning to work after the holiday. Meanwhile, the cooling centers are expected to remain open at least through Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz in New York.
Queen Elizabeth is in New York for the first time in nearly 35 years. She's due to address the UN this hour. Cancers of the breast and colon continue to be among the leading causes of cancer deaths. That's despite the fact that more Americans are being screened for the disease. NPR's Brenda Wilson brings us the latest findings from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths, even though screening for the disease has increased to more than two-thirds of Americans between the ages of 50 and 75. And breast cancer remains the leading cause of cancer deaths for women, despite the fact that more than 80% of the women over 50 got mammograms in 2008, a rate that's not much higher than in a previous survey. Screening for both colon and breast cancers is lowest among people in their 50s. Low-income persons who didn't finish high school and have no insurance are also less likely to get the exams. The CDC expects the new healthcare law will help more people get screened and urges health departments to send reminders to providers and patients and target underserved populations. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
Dow's up 13 at 9,700. This is NPR News. Test results confirm the tar balls that have washed up on beaches along the Texas Gulf Coast are, in fact, from the oil spill in the area. That means the crude has now reached all of the Gulf states. Boats are still having a tough time collecting the oil because of stormy conditions in the Gulf. Police in the Indian-controlled part of the region fired on protesters, killing at least four in Kashmir. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the protesters accuse Indian security forces of killing more than a dozen civilians in the disputed area.
Indian authorities imposed an indefinite curfew on Srinagar, the summer capital of the Indian-controlled portion of Kashmir. Earlier, thousands of Muslim protesters took to the streets, setting fires and pelting Indian security forces with stones. The protests broke out after a police investigation revealed that Indian Army soldiers killed three Kashmiri civilians in May. The investigation found that the Indian soldiers had tried to cover up the killings by staging a gun battle and claiming that the dead Kashmiris were insurgents. Clashes between Indian security forces and protesters are relatively common in Kashmir, but the latest violence is said to be the worst in a year. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says it is time to find out once and for all if his country was complicit in the torture of terror suspects overseas. He says Britain will conduct an inquiry into the matter. Cameron told Parliament today that a judge will lead an independent probe once related investigations and legal cases are cleared. He says that could take until the end of the year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.